Kof Ches Kislev, 10th of December, Dain Yonason Abraham, Hanukkah theme.
Shabbos, famous Moran Shabbos, the Chafkin on basis, talk about some which is Nagera, the Halacha, and perhaps a little bit of a new interesting Kasher, and see if we can answer it. The Moran Shabbos, the Chafkin on basis, the more we all learn over Hanukkah, Omer Huna, Haroku Bener, have a Moran Tamid Chachomim. Somebody is in the habit of lighting Neris, will have Shunu Tamid Chachomim. Hazoyer be Mezuzah, Zaych le Dira Noah, somebody who is particular about Mezuzah, will have a Dira Noah. What's the difference between Rogil and Zohir? Hazohir b'tzitzis, somebody is particular about tzitzis, zayich l'tanis noy. Hazohir b'kiddush hayoyim, somebody is particular about making kiddush, zayich l'omamalei gar v'yam, and have many barrels of wine and have great success. Interesting, the Duke, that's alone already on the beginning of the Gemara, Harogil b'ner, as opposed to Hazohir, the Marsha points out, the difference is, at the beginning, Rogil b'ner, it's the chiv of an isha. The isha is one is Madeke Saner, so the kapeg of the husband is Rogil, being in the habit of making sure it happens. It's not his own zehirus, it's his regilus. As opposed to the other mitzvahs, which the mitzvah of the husband himself is azohir, somebody's particular about it, somebody's scrupulous about observing it. Those are the other three mitzvahs. So what's the rogil b'ner? Rashi says famously on the words of rogil b'ner. Rashi's opinion is that the ner we're talking about, which is a skulah, to have bonim tamid chachomim, the chsiv ki ner mitzvah terah er, since mitzvah is compared to a ner, terah is compared to er, the Maran explains the difference between being like a ner, like a candle. A mitzvah is like a candle, and terah is like a light. What's the difference? It is a candle only burns as long as it's attached to the wick. It draws up the fuel. So by definition, the candle is attached to something physical. Whereas light, once it's detached from its source, continues to travel. It's unconnected to a physical source at the point it shines. As morale, mitzvah is always done with the body. It's done with the physical limb. 630 mitzvahs correspond to the limbs and sinews in the body. They borrow and give them in the body. That's the mitzvahs represent. It's done with the body. So the body illuminates the person does the mitzvah. But Torah is done with the seichel hanivdol. It's not learned with the limb of the body, not with the neighbor, therefore it's terrorist compared to Ur. Either way, Rashi goes on to say, Aliday Ner Mitzvah the Shabbos v'chanukah bo Ur the Torah. Through the mitzvah of Ner, of Chanukah and Shabbos, a person zoicha to Ur HaTorah. So the Gemara is talking about the way Rashi says at the beginning of the Gemara, Ner Mitzvah is the Ner of Chanukah and the Ner of Shabbos. That's the Harogil B'Ner. Gemara goes on with a couple of Maisim. Afun HaBarogad HaBacholif HaToni HaPischid Rabovim Nagra. Rav Huna used to pass, so regularly pass the door of Rav Ovin Nagar. Rav Ovin was Chirish Eitzim, Nagar was a carpenter. Chosed Avarogil B'Shar Yituva. He saw he was in the habit of lighting many candles. Omar, so such so many neres. Omar, Trey, Gavar, Rav Ravi, Nafke Meocha. Two great people are going to stem or emanate from this home. Nafke Minayur, Idi Bar Ovin, Rav Chi Bar Ovin, the two famous Amir Ovin, the two children, that famous Rav Idi and Rav Chi, the sons of Rav Ovin, attributed to that which Rav Huna saw him lighting neres. Rav Chista used to walk past frequently the door of the Bein Noshe, the Bein Noshe, famous debate. Bein Noshe, either Rashi says the base Av, the father, it means the father's home. Tosfos says here the Loshon Bein Noshe, first the father, after he passed away. And on that Bein Noshe, after his father's home, the halacha, the minhag of ksul is based on these actual words, because Ben Noshe Taisa says, for a color whose father is not alive, right? Ben Noshe based on this Gemara either way. He used to pass by the Ben Noshe Roshiz, because the Rabbi the Shagatov, he also observed about Rav Shizbi, the Bein Osho Rav Shizbi, they used to have a lot of candles. Omer Gavra Rabba Nofik Moch, a great man is going to emulate from him, Nofik Minai Rav Shizbi, and Rav Shizbi was born from this home. So we saw the Gavra is attributed to the nearest which we lived. Agav, Masha asks the Kasha, Tesla asks the Kasha, why is it that in the house, Rav Huna's observation about Rav Ovin's home, he said, they're going to be Gavri Ravrava, great men are going to come from here. The second time he said, we find a description, only a great man is going to come. So Tesla is different gears. This depends on the Giris of the Gemara. The first time the Giris is in the Pearl, Chozav Regili Meshraga. It was husband and wife. That's why Trey Gavra Rabba. Next piece of Gemara, it says the Giris is the Kamonoma Chozav Regilo, Isha Levada. She was Regilo. It was one, the input of one person, therefore one son. Mashal says it's difficult to change the Giris of the Gemara, and Mashal presumes that the difference could be not so much in how many people were doing it, but refers to one or two mitzvahs. Huna observed they have the regili b'shraga near Shabbos and near Chanukah. That's what he observed. So in the house of Rav Ovin, Huna observed in the house of Rav Ovin, they had a makna of both near. So they had both two great sons. As opposed to later on, the Gemara's second ma'aser where Chista observed in the house of Rav Shizbi was one of them, either near Shabbos or near Chanukah. There was only one son. So the Gemara until this point is ever talking about both near Shabbos and near Chanukah, or one of them in the second ma'aser. But we haven't specified one sort as opposed to the other. The scholar says Rashi categorically is by both. The Gemara goes on. It says the following. Tvisa de Rabbi Yosef have a macheres madlekes. The wife of Rabbi Yosef have a machero. She delayed once and she lit umadlekes lo umud light and lit their neighbors late. Omele Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Tani, we learned from the Braisa based on the Apostle. Yomush amud ha'anon yeimon v'abuda yishloilo. Melame. The fact that the pillar of cloud didn't depart until the Amud Eish Lailah came. So they were mamish, always there. Always one of them was there. Melamedish teaches us, Shavud Onan, Mashim Amud Eish, Amud Eish, Mashim Amud La'amud Ha'onan. The flame which came just before nightfall was always there before the Amud Onan left, indicating that the flame of Ner Shabbos should be there, or the flame of the Ner should be there before it got dark, before nightfall. You're lighting too late. That was a nice way of saying. So the Gemara, Sovra Lakaduma, she wanted to rectify, she went to the other extreme, she was going to be Makdim and light early. Omla who sober, and one of the elders told her, Tanini went on to Bryce, which says, Uvil Vad provided, Shlo Yakdim, but Shlo Yachir. You don't bring it forward, but Lo Yachir, nor delay. So you liked him too early is also a problem. Says Rashi, on this Gemara, to the Dvisu of Yosef, Ma'achra umad, she was Ma'achra umadlekes, Ner Shel Shabbos, Somach Lechashecho. She delayed lighting the Ner Shabbos close to darkness. That, Yosef says, Lo Yomish, Yomish Omad Oni Leom Amudesh Lailo. She wants to be Magdim, but Yom Gogol, Tanina Shoinan Ishla Yakdim, says Rashi, what's the problem? The Loimikre Shisho Shabbos, it's not noticeable that it's Shabbos candles, therefore you shouldn't be Magdim either. Yeah, that's the Gemara here. So Rashi clearly starts off the Gemara talking about Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, the Gemara's conclusion here. The Maestro Le Yakdim Velo Yachr is talking about Ner Shal Shabbos. Okay, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara, it's talking about Ner Shal Shabbos. Not in Rashi, Ben Chanan says the same Lashon here, in this Maestro. The Visu Rabbi Yosef, Habas Ma'achum Adek, and Samuel Chashayr, Be'er of Shabbos. The problem was she was lighting Shabbos candles too late. The big debate, if she mamash was a chayav, it was too late, chas shalom, you're already in trouble, you're already encroaching on the question of chilul Shabbos, okay. But she tried to light early, and he said, you can't light early, either ain't makdimin. That's how Rabbi Chanan also learns it. Not in Rashi, Rabbi Chanan, the Ran also says on this, Ran says, she's talking about Erev Shabbos, and she was makdemes, too much in Erev Shabbos, she was makdim Erev Shabbos, they told you can't do that either. But the Ran, this Gemara here. And many other Rishonim in Rosh and Tosafot will say this talking about Erev Shabbos. In which case, as a lacha, you can't be makdim when Erev Shabbos. We'll see what it means you can't be makdim. That's on one side of the scale. However, Mitzat Sheni, the Ritvah here in, you get my question, the Ritvah in Shabbos on the spot says, the Gemara says, being makdim, lo yakdim, avash lo yakdim, ner chanukah, lo minkra, because it's not noticeable that it's ner chanukah. Since it's man to light ner chanukah, it's not minkra, it's not noticeable, it's ner chanukah, says the Ritual. We're talking about dafka about ner chanukah. That's the shit, says the Ritual. No, the Ritual, the Meir brings down such a thing. In which case, there's a machlekes in the Gemara with the makdimin, ain makdimin, you can't light too early, is a din of Hilchot Shabbos, in Ner Shabbos or in Ner Chanukah. Some Rishonim, the Rashba also indicates, Rashba and Ram, let us talk about Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, I'm sorry, as well as Rashi ben Chanan, the Ritva, Meiri, and we'll see the Shittas Rambam, learn us talking about Ner Chanukah. Every Sefer Hashem, we live in a new generation. The Sefer Hashem constantly changes. So yeah. I won't find it on the spot. Thank you. That's the Beit Rishon. Okay, so let's see. The Rambam Paskins on this from our Gemara. Rambam says in Hilchas Chanukah, Paskins is halacha, and says the following. He says that halacha of not being makdim ma'achel, it's the time for halacha is now Chanukah, in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Chanukah. You can't light Ner Chanukah before Shkia Sachama, sunset. This actual lotion is based on what the Gemara says on the Chafal of the days. Mitzvosa Misha Tishka Hachama Ad Shetichle Regel Menashuk, from sunset and Ad Shetichle Regel Menashuk, until people start walking in the streets. Rambam learns Shetishka Hachama Shkia Sachama literally. You will see the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. Learn that in a second. You can't have before Shkia Sachama Elo Im Shkiyoso, with Shkia Loi Ma'achrin V'loi Makdim. The Rambam learns that this Gemara, the Losh Tagmar, Loi Ma'achrin V'loi Makdim, the only Makar, it says in Magen Mishnah, Makar of the Rambam, the Rambam's reference point for this Halach, you can't write any earlier or any later, is Gemara Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Rambam learns that this Halach of Loi Ma'achrin V'loi Makdim is Nagiatu, what's learned in context of Chanukah. The Visur Rabbi Yosef seems to have lit Ner Chanukah early. That, the world concludes, Loi Ma'achrin V'loi Makdim, you can't do any earlier, any later, or any earlier, then what? Says the Rambam, since the Gemara says, Nachafalaf on the base of Mitzvah, say, Mishet Tishkachamo, it should be like from sunset. So it means you can't be Ma'acher afterwards, because you're missing some of this Mana Mitzvah, but you can't be Makdim. The Mitzvah is Im Shkia Sachamo. Therefore, the Rambam concludes, for me, in Hilchas Chanukah, you have to light at Shkia Sachamo, see what that means in a moment. Because it's Halach and Hilchas Chanukah. As I will come back from them. And there's a swara to say so, because if the mitzvah is Misha Tishka, it should be a light from Shkia, Ad Shetichle Regel Menashuk. There's two answers in the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Beis. A big debate what the difference is, but if you take on that according to one answer, it's the amount of oil you have to put in. According to the other answers, it has to be a light throughout that time. So if you light even a minute late, you missed a minute of the mitzvah. It has to be like Misha Tishka Achamo. That the light beforehand is the wrong time, we'll see. There's man is Shkia. But if it's not light from a light from Shkia, you missed out some of the mitzvah. Therefore, loy ma'achrim, but loy ma'akdim, because it's not yet this malam mitzvah. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam who takes on his halacha in Hilchas Chanukah, l'chayr from Hilchas Shabbos, you don't find halacha of loy ma'akdim. If you take on his halacha in Hilchas Shabbos, l'chayr it should work out that in Hilchas Chanukah we don't know. You don't have a makor. Either Hilchas Shabbos or Hilchas Chanukah. The Gemara's the visud revesiv was a particular episode. Surely we're talking about the Gemara starts talking about somebody who's makrib b'ner, ner Shabbos, ner Chanukah, but the actual episode of the history of Yosef, you either learn it in reference to Shabbos or Chanukah. So you shouldn't learn it when you get to Shabbos. Learn for Shabbos. You can't be makdim too much or be ma'achrim. If you learn it in regards to Chanukah, as the Rambam says, they're makdim or they're ma'achrim, so first the Chanukah, not Hilchas Shabbos. Frank of Bialocha, in Hilchas Chanukah, a famous question, famous because a beautiful, simple question, but very basic. The Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, the Halacha is Gepaskin, the Hilchas Chanukah, the following, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shittas Rambam, exactly as Rambam said, with one twist. Ein Madikin Ner Chanukah, Kodem Shetishka Achamu, you can't light it before sunset, Elohim Seif Shkiyoso, only with the end of sunset, we'll see what that means in a moment, Loi Ma'acharim, V'loi Makdimim, you can't light it any later, but not any earlier. Yesh Mishoimer, there is an opinion who maintains Shimutorud, if a person is preoccupied, Yochel lahakdim miplag hamincha lemala, you can be makdim, you can light earlier min hamincha or lemala from mincha nomads. Provided, uvavad shitim v'ashem nashtich regim v'nashuk. Sorry, mincha, plag hamincha lemala, sorry. But provided you have enough oil, she continues to burn until the end, the light continues to burn until the end of this mala mitzvah. So Rabbi Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shittas Rambam, like the Rambam says, in Hilchas Chanukah, loy makdimin v'loy ma'achrin. You have to light it at Shkia, not before, not after. The problem is, in Hilchas Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch passes with the same shayla, the same halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. I find it different through the Sadaf, it's the Reish Shammah Gimel. Siv David, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yakdim lemayir adike bo'yodiyam godl, you can't be makdim, bring forward, to hurry, to light candles, bo'yodiyam godl, Shaoz ein oy niker shemadik lech vayt shabbes and it isn't clear you're writing lech vayt shabbes. The gam lo yacher. Nor can you delay it. Im roitz la hadik ne vayt im godlu le kabel lo shabbes miyad b'shoy. If you want to light it early, in a kabel shabbes you can. Once you become a shabbes, it's not called the hakdom. Uve vachim you plag amin cholamayim. The Beis Yosef says, where's the makor of this halacha of lo yakdim? Gemara on Shabbos, daf chaf gilu on Beis. Asks the Chofetz Chaim of your halacha, if the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rishonim who take on this halacha on Hilchas Shabbos, that's why lo yakdim lo yachir on Hilchas Shabbos, where is the makor bechlal, where is the reference point to say Hilchas Chanuch, you have a problem. It's talking about Hilchas Shabbos. So my for Beis was lighting too late, you want to write it much earlier, sorry, Hilchas Shabbos, you can't light too early. How do you know Hilchas Chanukah you can't light it? Yes, you can. If it's a lot of Hilchas Chanukah, how do you know Hilchas Shabbos? He said, perhaps the Svara is the following. Perhaps the Shulchan Aruch Paskens takes on, Be'emes, like Mroiv Rishonim, it's a halacha, it's really halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. The Maestro of Yosef's wife was Hilchas Shabbos. But there's a Svara. The Svara why you can't be Makdim is because Loimin Karamilse, if you light the candles too early, it's not noticeable. The Shraga Batiara Maimani, the Gemara says, Shraga, candle, but tiara in the middle of the afternoon, my mahani doesn't have any effect, it's not noticeable. So, even though it's halacha nilchas Shabbos, if you mucked him, since it wouldn't be noticeable, it's not lit at a time when the candle is not appreciably making a difference, so nilchas Chanukah, it's a swara, it should be a problem. So, it's not nilchas Chanukah, it's nilchas Shabbos, but it's applied to nilchas Chanukah. So, the base of Zogdeh Chavetz Chaim, Chotenech, according to the Rambam himself. The Rambam says the time of light is im shki also. With sunset. And the Rambam learns Shkia, Pshutai Kamashmoy at sunset. Famous Rabbi Lagon builds his whole timing system. You go from Nates till Shkia, based on shits around the Hilchas Pesach, this is one of the Makaris. Rambam says, this month for Adlokas Neris is Shkia Sachama, sunset is the end of the day. Okay, that's Rambam's opinion. But if you looked at it, we died before, pointedly, the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, when you Madlik, you can't have before sunset. What's from the end of Shkia? How does Shkia take? So, if you look at the Mishnah, the Mishnah takes on like the Shittas HaRishonim, without being too, to digress too much, the beginning of Simon Reish Shama Chalaf, the Bir Aloch, brings all these opinions. But the Mishnah takes on like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam maintains that there are two Shkias. The Gemara seems in Shabbos, and in Psochim, to talk about different times for Shkia. There's a different resolution from the Goyim according to Rabbeinu Tam, but in a nutshell, the Shkia, which the Gemara is talking about, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is not the sunset as it goes below the horizon. It's called Shkia Shnia, the second stage of Shkia. Whether it's 72 minutes later, or whether it's according to Goyim, it's relative, but when it gets below the horizon to a stage, there's no light left. That's called Shkia Shnia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's 72 minutes after the sun goes below the horizon. So if Shkia is that point when it gets dark, when the sun has gone below that horizon, when Ben Hashmosha starts, when the doubtful period starts, as when it starts when the sun goes below the horizon, or only 13 and a half minutes before Shkia Shnia, that's all the halakhic debate about all the Shkias to Ben Hashmosha Shagas. Let's try and avoid that for the moment. But what's clear from the Shulchan Aruch is, Soif Shkia also, as Mishnah Berurah says, means nightfall. The end of Shkia, i.e. the point of nightfall, that's when you have to light Ner Chanukah. Not Shkia when the sun sets, nightfall. Break the Chofetz Chaim, brilliant. That's such a methodical question. He said, if we take on that the Shulchan Aruch really paskens, like the Rishonim who maintain the Gemara's go on Hilchas Shabbos, in which case it's Hilchas Shabbos de Magdim v'le Ma'achrin. Hilchas Chanukah is not a problem as far as Dina de Gemara. However, there's a Svara Shraga v'et Yara Mayani. It's ineffectual, so there's no point in lighting a candle in the middle of the day. Ha'teinuch, all well and good according to the Rambam. If you take on the time you light the sunset, I can understand you light it before sunset, it's still the middle of the day. But by nightfall is dark. If you light a few minutes before nightfall, what's the problem? Most of the light is gone. It's ready. Ben Hashmosha is gone to all the days. A few minutes before nightfall, of course, a candle is going to make a difference. And many rise. And because Chometz according to Zadon Yerushalmi just before nightfall. But of course, the Svar of Shraga, the Tiara, my honey, what's the point of a candle? Of course, a candle is going to add light. Horaya, and Hilchas Shabbos, you can also be Makdim. As far as Minkra Milsa, as far as Hilchas Shabbos, you also have a time you couldn't be Makdim. So how can the Shulchan Aruch apply the Svara of Hilchas Shabbos? And say it applies to Hilchas Chanukah as well. Misvara, and if you can't be Makdim, it has to be at Shkia, i.e. at nightfall. According to Rambam, it means at sunset, there's a Svara to say you can't be Makdim. That's why it wouldn't apply if you take on Seir Shkia also. He says the Shulchan Aruch seems to be Tovah Sachar Mishnei Roshim. He says the Shulchan Aruch is taking on both opinions, and they're not mutually exclusive, they're not consistent. So how do you answer this point of the Shulchan Aruch? This is the kasha, which the Chavetz Chaim believes is a kasha, Tzarachian doesn't understand the Shulchan Aruch. Which way is it? So perhaps we can attempt to answer the Shaila with a simple point. It's not simple, the Chavetz Chaim doesn't say, but the same way it doesn't. But a simple point of analysis and see he makes a big nafkin l'maisa. Kodiko. If the machlokes is what the ideal time is, whether it's shkia or nightfall, it's one big debate about minhogim. We know there's a whole variety of minhogim, lemaisa went to light. But one shayla, what is the requirement of hadlokas neiros, chanukah? What's the minkara milsa that it's noticeable? What's the point of it? Is there should be a light where it is noticeable? Or you should light it at a time when it is noticeable. You take hadlokah, it's a mitzvah. Right? You have to light something which is noticeable. Just understand what that means. The Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, we have halacha, you can't be makdim, but you can be makdim, surely you have to be makdim before shkia, because the day we start, yeah, we take on shkia is already considered possibly nightfall, so we light before shkia. What's the minkra milsa? Perhaps the minkra milsa, the noticeability, is like the Chavetz Chaim said, you should actually see its effect. Or there could be another sort. As far as the effect, in any case, the mitzvah has a shiur, it has to be a light until achatich l'regel and ashuk. The question is, it has to be lit at a time when it is relevant. It's minkar, you're lighting it as ner Chanukah. Or it is minkar, you're lighting it as ner Shabbos, as far as Shabbos is concerned. If the yesoid is, it has to be lit at a time when you see the light, that's the minkar milsa, okay. Shragabat Yeramaya Hani, the surah only during the daytime. If the point is you have to light something which is noticeable at the time you light it, you're lighting a Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, there's a fundamental distinction. Very simple difference. By Shabbos, when you light Ner Shabbos, a person's able to be Mekabel Shabbos early, in which case, the Bahag actually holds. The Bahag, who says in Hilchos Chanukah, the round quotes opinion, you can light early, happens to hold. As far as the Shabbos is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion, Lebal Hilchos Gedolos, Kivan Shehidlik Ner Shel Shabbos Chol Olov Shabbos V'Nes V'Melach. V'Al Pi Zeh Nogeis Tzasnoshim, the Shaila about making the bracha before or after is based on the Bahag's opinion. The Bahag says when you light Ner Shabbos, that is the Kabbalah Shabbos. Even though we take an example of Kabbalah Shabbos, that's the opinion of the Bahag, Machlokes Yeshayahu, we don't necessarily take on, you can make a condition we take on. But a person can be Mekabel Shabbos. So the minkar milsa of Hilchos Shabbos can well be fulfilled by lighting neiros and being mekabel Shabbos at the time. If at the time you're lighting the Shabbos candles in mekabel Shabbos, it becomes neiros Shabbos. It's minkar, it's Shabbos candle because I made the Shabbos. So because kedusha Shabbos, a person has the ability to mekabel from plaga mincha, there's an obvious minkar milsa. It is noticeable. You're makdim before shkia, but you're not makdim before Shabbos. You're not makdim before Shabbos, you make it Shabbos the time you're lighting. In fact, there's halacha, we all know that if a person is lighting before Shkia, if a person is lighting way before the Zman of Shabbos comes in, somebody has to be makabel Shabbos around the time the nearest ability to make Ner Shabbos. So the minkra milsa, you're lighting before the Zman of Shkia, but you're not lighting before Shabbos, you're making it Shabbos. That itself is minkra milsa. As a Gabi Chanukah, can you be makdim the Zman Chanukah? Zman Chanukah, you can't be makdim, I can't be makabel Chanukah, I'm makabel tonight, today, doesn't make sense. There's halacha, each night is a separate chiv. So noniach, the chiv is mishetishka chamo, I can't bring forward that time. So inevitably, I'm lighting a candle before this man has come. I can't make a hecker, I can't make it minker and milsa, that it's ner Chanukah before this man. So I thought this teretz, and so, Baruch Hashem, I was looking at somebody, I said, Hashem found the Shevet HaLevi. Chelik Aleph, Semekuf Pecher, says a simple distinction. So the Chavetz Chaim didn't learn this way. So the minkar milsa, the Chavetz Chaim understood, was the swara of it should be noticeable, physically noticeable as a light. If you take on minkar milsa, you know you're lighting it as a Shabbos. So Chavetz Chaim is a simple distinction. So in principle, it could be the Shulchan Aruch is learning, like we showed him, we take on its halacha and Hilchos Shabbos. But the principle we see from Hilchos Shabbos, you can't be makdim lighting candles at a time, but you can't make it Shabbos. Provided you're making it Shabbos, it's not a problem. That doesn't apply to Ner Chanukah, and the Shulchan Aruch takes on true you light by night, and a few minutes before night will be very bright. Yes, as far as Shraga Batiara my honey, yes, a honey Bahani, it's very light. There's no question you can notice the light 10 minutes, half an hour before nightfall. As far as Halacha being a Ner Chanukah, You can't give a couple a night. What's enough given? Beautiful. With that, you can answer a couple of kashas. I'll just answer before we run out of time. It says, Zog the base David asked a kasha. I'm happy. The base David asked a kasha. The base David on the Torah has many auras on Hanukkah, a whole section devoted to the Gemara about Hanukkah. And he answered the following kasha. The Gemara brings on the Chafalam and Base, Machin to Sham Basil with your Mosev, Eilich, or Poichas, famous Machinichas. Basil say your Mosev, Eilich. The Gemara brings two tamim. First time is Chadam Batan Mishamik Nigamar Knosser Batan Mishamik Nigamar Knosser. One of the Zakenim, one of the elders, said, one of the Treyam Eroi, said that the reason of Beisimil is because Beishamah is Keneged Yom Mahani Knosser Mahani Day still to come, therefore it's Poichas when you started with 8 to come, 7 to come, 6 to come, and Beisimil says Keneged Yom Hayetz the days which already gone by. Chadam Batan Mishamik Nigamar Chag, another answer was Keneged Pori Hachag, Batan Mishamik Nigamar Knosser Mahani Day still to come. Other Avera says, Beshamai, look at the Pari Achag, which reduced that Parim brought over Sukkot. Beisil say, we look at the principle of Malim Bekedush and Meridian, you always add in Kedush, you don't go down, and that's how we base it. What's the difference? Who cares the? What difference should it make? The Agadic reason behind the Halacha. They say, Meis Vailuch, Peiches Vailuch. Beis Levi asks, what's it? I understand, what's Machloikis about? He says, there's a couple of Nafkaminis. One Nafkamin, he says, is the following. Dr. Beis Levi. If somebody on day 3 only has 2 nerus, don't have enough for 3. You're going to plan to get tomorrow morning, the shops are closed. Do you like 1, kamoi, the Ikka Mitzvah, or do you like 2? So it depends. If the time why we're Moisif Ha'olach is to make sure it's connected to Yomim Hayotim, to know what day it is, lighting 2, you're not going to light the right amount. It's day 3, it's not day 2, it's night 3, not night 2. But if it's because of Marin, Bekodesh, Ve'meridim, you should always add, certainly not go down, at least you're not going down, if you should like to. That's the basic thing he says. The Asa Kasha and Rashi. Rashi says, on this point of the Gemara, Keneged Yom Hayotzin, when you light the first night, we light 1, because 1 day has gone by. Second night, 2 days have gone by. Yom Hayotzin, Sheyotzu Kvar, the day has already passed. Vezeh Shoemed Boy, Nimrem Hayotzin. This day which you're on, is counted the days already passed. What's Rashi adding? It's only something Rashi's adding, he says. Rashi says, "Keneged Yom Hayotzim." Understand? The day you stand on Nimna gets counted in Hayotzim. That's why today too. The reason I like 2 is because even though 1 day's passed, but today the reason I have a second night is because tonight is day 2, and this already counts for the full number. This is a poshta reason. No, BeEmes there's only 1 day which has passed, but that 1 day, the first candle is Ikar Adin. That's the Ikar Hamitzvah to light 1 candle each night. The additional candle each night represents the days that have gone by. So on day 2, says the Beis Halev, it's obvious. The first candle you light on day 2 is connected to Ikra Mitzvah. The second candle is the 1 day which is passed. On day 3, the first candle is connected to Ikra Mitzvah, and the 2 days are passed. Why does Rashi have to describe the Yomim Hayetz and the days which have already gone by saying today is one of the days that have gone by? This is the day which is about to start. So surely it's the days that have gone by with the days which are already finished. And the reason I like 2 on day 2 is 1 for the Ikra Mitzvah and 1 for the day which is Yotso Kvar. He saw the question, so he doesn't know what the answer is. Beautiful answer, says the Shevet Alevi. He says, based on this, is a simple difference. He doesn't say, the Shevet Alevi says something else that perhaps can apply to answer Beis Levi's question. Says the Shevet Alevi, if we're right that the point of Minkra Milsa, the whole point of Minkra Milsa is you have to know it's Hanukkah. You have to know the Hanukkah candles. The pshat is, when you light them, they have to be noticeable that it's tonight already. So the whole point of lighting at night is to know which night it is. You can't bring that forward. If you're to light before Shkia, or before the Zman, according to where the Shulchan Aruch learns it, whatever the Zman is, then you're still lighting at the time which is not Minkah, which day it is. You can't be lighting. You're lighting 2 today, and it's really tonight is 2. So you've lit at a time which is not Minkah or Milsa. The whole objective is you have to declare what tonight is. Says the Shev Delevi, that could be the simple difference between the two Tamim. According to the Tam of Malin Bekodesh, it could be well be you're allowed to light early. Because as long as I'm lighting more than last night, I'm lighting Be'er HaShemosh, I'm lighting Plag time. The main thing is I'm lighting more than last night. There's no halach I have to actually declare now that now is day 2. My next mitzvah, yesterday was day 1, now I'm lighting 1 more, taka after Plag. But if the point is Keneged Yom Hayotzim, I have to be declaring at the time that now is day 2. Says the Shevet Alevi, could well be that's the difference between the two answers. According to the first answer, you can light early. because at least you're lighting less. According to the second shot in the Gemara, the whole is not Malam HaKodesh. Geneged Yom HaYetzim, so the other way around. Geneged Yom HaYetzim, you have to light Dafka Mismani to be able to declare which day it is. Esh, with this you can answer the base of Levi's Kasha. That's the Rashi's Medayik in the Gemara. Beautiful. The Duke of Rashi has in the Gemara is Geneged Yom HaYetzim. Surely the Gemara means to say you have to light at night. That's the distinction between the two reasons. Why are we describing Geneged Yom HaYetzim? If we're talking about tonight, you've only had one day pass. That night, you've only had one day pass. Says Rashi, no, no. It's got to be evident at the time you light it that today is included, that it is night too. The day you're standing, or the night you're standing, has to be marked. B'shas hanokah, that now is night too. And therefore, you light earlier, you wouldn't have the effect. Says the Shevet HaLevi, putting together Shevet HaLevi. And the way we understand, to answer the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha, the beautiful answer, Rashi's being mavgish, the whole reason the Gemara brings the second time is we min criminals at the time in the Zman HaMitzvah. Not that it is Ner Chanukah, you can see Kaddish, you can see the candle. You have to know which part of Chanukah it is. That you can't bring forward. That's a Zman. There's no Tesefes Kedusha. If you most, I'm going to call it tonight already today. It's not. You have to wait for nightfall to be Yomim HaYetzin. Therefore, you have to light Bizman. So the difference between the two Terutzim in the Gemara itself could end up being a Machlekes, but it can be Magdim and Machlekes in the Bahag and other Rishon. Tam to Sadover, Machlekes Rishonim have understanding more that Chafkim and Beis versus Yabba Shabbos of Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch passed with it both. You can't be Magdim, and therefore you have to pass your light this Manoi, called around with a Shkir, according to the Shulchan Aruch. It's a nightfall, Freit the Chavetz Chaim, in Mishnah Berurah. It's difficult to understand, so if we start passing them both, and even if you wanted to apply the Hilcha Shabbos Dikas Svara to here, surely if you Magdim a few minutes before Nacht, according to Mechavah, shouldn't be a problem of Lo Minkra. The answer for the Minkra Mils is not to be able to notice the candles. Minkra Mils is being lit as Chanukah candles, which is that thing, Bashar's Meiser. And you can't be Maktim, you can't bring in Chanukah early. But Hilcha Shabbos, you can bring in early, that's a distinction. That would answer this, the reason the Gemara brings two answers, two different Purushim, the Shabbos is still, this is one of the distinctions. But also answer why Rashi brings, Kenegad Yom HaYotzim, including the day you stand. He doesn't use the other Shabbos that Mishnah Beis Levi says, because that's the whole Hesof, that's the whole addition which Rashi understands the Gemara is coming to tell us. It has to be lit at the time it is evident which night it is. You can't light it in advance, because it wouldn't be evident at the time. In fact, you're encroaching yesterday's day, that's why the Halacha we should light this Monday. The Maisa, Erev Shabbos, of course, we light after Plag HaMincha, because Erev Shabbos, it was Zichron Mesakin, the Shulchan Aruch himself makes reference to the point, since it's impossible to light by Nacht, in the midst of the time you're allowed to light, which is after Plag HaMincha, it's an exception to the rule. According to the Mechaber, throughout Chanukah you must light at night, not before. But the Eved, because of the according to the Mechaber, it's the Eved, according to most places, it's not the Eved, it depends on this Machay Gishayim. The bottom line is each person should do according to their family, because there are many Minhogim. The most important thing is to be lighting from one Nerek to the next, to see the Minhog passing on from one Nerek to the next, to see Bonim Tabi Lechachovim, this Yolam Kari Israel being illuminated by Eretz Yisrael, until we see a Chodesh Atzir, and Torah, but this is Gechonam and Gehulayim.
Amen.